And here we are again with another edition of Notable Notes, a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder, and I'm so glad you could join us. Our program this month will be dealing with the Edison lateral cut recordings. We'll be listening to some seldom-heard gems by such artists as the California Ramblers, Mal Hallett, B.A. Rolfe's Lucky Strike Orchestra, Roy Smick, and the first ever recorded Edison lateral test pressing. All that and much more right here. And let's get started right now. By the middle of 1927, the phonograph division of the Thomas A. Edison Company was in serious trouble. Sales were down and were to continue in a downward cycle, while radio was riding triumphant. The advent of electrical recording caused even more serious sales losses, but the company stubbornly continued to record acoustically. The losses were alarming. In 1927, the company was dropping more than $1,000 every working day. In the face of this situation, it seemed imperative to sons Charles and Theodore that the company begin electrical recording and that it introduce a lateral cut line of records. They were able to commit the company to this policy over their father's objections. Electrical recording was first used extensively by Edison in the fall of 1927, and by January 1928, additional lateral cut masters were being made. With our first recording presented, it is apparent the difficulties that were experienced with the needle cut recordings. Master after master was turned down because the quality was not up to the company's expectations. This is apparent in this first Edison lateral recording. This is an unissued test pressing, matrix number N100A. No audio restoration has been done to this recording, so you can hear exactly what the Edison team was up against back in 1928. This is Charles Hart performing The Lord Is My Light, recorded January 13th, 1928.
Yeah. strength of my life. Blood is the strength of my life. A poor man, I feel afraid. A poor
That was Charles Hart and the first Edison lateral cut test pressing, matrix number N100A, The Lord is My Light. It was soon realized that if the Edison name were to be associated with lateral cut recordings after years of trumpeting the superiority of the vertical process, the laterals would have to be superb. By and large, the few that issued were. Because of the difficulties, the date of initial stock release was constantly postponed until July 1929, when the initial dealer listings were made. This was significant in showing the desperate state of the company. Summer is the worst business period for phonograph records, and it was no surprise that the initial sales were disappointing. The next two recordings reveal that postponement by virtue of the fact that they were recorded in early to mid-1928, shortly after the switch to lateral cut recording was made, but were not released until the summer of 1929. The first was recorded March 12, 1928, and was slated to be released as Edison Lateral Record Number 11040. It did not show up in the company catalogs until August 1929. However, this is Roy Smek, once again on Edison Lateral 11040, doing 12th Street Rag, recorded March 12th, 1928. Thank you.
just received little cable dispatch from my ancestral home, and it tells me I'm the King Gazoo, successor to that throne. My throne's gonna be a bungalow way up in the trees, where I'll be ruling monarch over all. My slaves will be gorillas, apes, monks, chimpanzees, who'll be ever ready at my beck and call. For I'm gonna be that King Gazoo up high on the bungalow. Well, I'm gonna ride across that Nile upon a royal crocodile. Well, on the throne, gonna take my stand. Then I'm gonna be the mighty man. I'm gonna be that Zuko the Mugu Grand and the King of the Bungalow. For I will be the King Garuga High Gazoo. Well, I'm gonna be the High Gazink, will be the King of the Bungalow. Well, I'd hoop around inside, I'd hoop right around upon the back of the crocodile. All the natives, they will laugh at me when they look on the shining Zaga Zaga, little me will owe. My hoop, give me the piece of pie. King of the Bungalow. My chariot's gonna be of gold with a zebra for my steed, and my tandem will be lion's bold way up in the lead. Streets all paved with ivory, set with precious stones, with 97 wives to call my own. And an elephant for porter, cause he can pack a trunk, with a tiger for a footstool on my throne. For I'm gonna be that King Gazoo up high on the bungalow. Well, I'm going to ride across that Nile upon a royal crocodile. Well, on the throne, I'm going to take my stand. And then I'm going to be the mighty man. I'm going to be that Zuko, the Mugu Grand, and the King of the Bungalow. Well, I will be the King of Ruga Haigazoo. Well, I will be the Haigazink, will be the King of the Bungalow. Well, I'd hoop around inside, right around upon my back, I'll hoop a crocodile. All the natives, they will laugh at me when they look on the shining for Zaga Zaga, little me will owe. Give me the pizza pie, I'll hoop King of the Bungalow. Or I will be the King Garuga Haigazoo. Will I will be the Haigazink, or be the King of the Bungalow. Will I the poop around this style of poop, right around upon the back of the crocodile. All the natives, they will laugh at me when they look on the shining for Zaga Zaga, little me. Oh, my, give me the piece of pie, the King of the Bungalow. For I'm going to be that King Gazoo up high on the bungalow. Well, I'm going to ride across that Nile upon a royal crocodile. Well, on the throne, I'm going to take my stand. And then I'm going to be the mighty man. I'm going to be that Zuko, the Mugu Grand, and the King of the bungalow.
And that was Bob Pierce with the first commercially available Edison Lateral record, number 11001, King of the Bungalows, recorded July 12, 1928, released 1 year later in the initial dealer stock, July 1929. This next recording up, there was a vertical cut and a lateral cut pressing made for this record, however, only the vertical cut was released. This is by Leo Dreyer and his orchestra. This is the Edison Lateral Test Pressing, matrix number N571B. The song is Right Out of Heaven, recorded November 19th, 1928.
Thank you. could be, and as sweet or fair to see, with all your inexpressible charm. Sometimes I've thought I might run away, still I knew, wouldn't do, I'd have to come back and stay around you. I love you right or wrong, thank the Lord you came along, right out of heaven into my arms.
In the 1920s, the staple of any recording studio was the house band, and the Edison House Band was the Piccadilly Players. This band was actually an offshoot of the Mammoth Paul Whiteman organization, and the leader was Mel Morris, who was also Paul Whiteman's booking manager. The Piccadilly Players began recording for Edison in December 1927, and continued to do so until Edison ceased operations in 1929. Exactly who played in the band will probably forever remain a mystery, and the matters are further complicated in that during most of 1929, the band was enlarged for recording sessions, and while the Edison studio cash books note that extra men were used, they give no details of who they were or how many of them were added for each session. The whereabouts and activities of Mel Morris and the Piccadilly Players are unknown after 1929. Presumably, Morris continued to act as booking manager for Whiteman. He died in Long Beach, New York, February 1987, at the age of 98. Despite the mystery surrounding this group, there is much to enjoy in the way of their hot dance music, and this next number shows the Players probably at their best. Unfortunately, this recording was never released. This is Edison Lateral Test Pressing, Matrix Number N641A, the Piccadilly Players with Easy Going, recorded December 18th,
29. I'm easy going all of the time. I'll be happy anywhere, taking what comes, what do I care? I'm easy going all of the time.
And that was the Piccadilly Players from December 18th, 1928. That song can also be had now on our newest document CD release, The Piccadilly Players. That's catalog number DOCD 1106. Just go to the document website and you can order right online. B.A. Rolfe is probably best known as a cornet player, and for his Coast to Coast Network radio program, which aired three times weekly from 1928 through 1931. However, the first instrument he began playing was the piccolo, and that was at the age of six. Later in his youth, around the age of 18, he picked up the cornet and landed a job as soloist and leader for the Majestic Theater Orchestra in Utica, New York. He toured in vaudeville for several years, and then went into business with the great Jesse Lasky, starting a movie production company, which produced over 100 silent films. These films ran the gamut from exquisite to downright dreadful, and unfortunately, the company went bankrupt, and Rolfe lost a fortune. With the new dance craze sweeping America, Rolfe developed his musical technique, put together a band, and in 1926, he became the band leader at the famous Palais d'Or restaurant in New York City, began recording for Edison, and shortly thereafter landed a radio contract at NBC hosting the Lucky Strike Dance Hour. This show ran three times weekly and was one of the first regular Coast to Coast Network broadcasts. He remained fairly active in radio and recording through 1931, and in the mid-30s hosted shows for Ivory Soap and the NBC Morning Show. In the 1940s, he also led an all-girl orchestra, similar to that of Phil Spitalny's, but after World War II, however, Rolfe became less active in the music business. B.A. Rolfe died on April 23, 1956, in Massachusetts at the age of 76. This recording that we're featuring is like the Leo Dreyer recording heard earlier. It was both recorded as a vertical cut and a lateral cut recording. The vertical cut was released, however, this lateral test pressing, matrix number 648A, was not. This is B.A. Rolfe's Lucky Strike Orchestra doing the cover of an old Ruth Etting tune called I'll Get By As Long As I Have You. This was recorded December 20th, 1928.
Thank you. complain, I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I? Say I'll get by as long as I have you.
This next recording is by another fine group that little is known about. All we know so far is that the Seven Blue Babies began recording for Edison in late 1928 and were led by Ed Kirkaby. It's not known whether this was another Edison house band or yet just another pseudonym for the California Ramblers. We do know, however, that for a short period of time, both Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey were members of the group. It seems the band's greatest output was in 1929, and from time to time called upon Ermine Calloway to provide vocals for their recordings. Very little is known about this artist, who came to record for Edison in early 1929. In fact, there was nothing about her in the Edison artist files at West Orange when checked in 2001. On the basis of the recording covered here, she sings in a manner very much like that of the better-known entertainer, Helen Kane. She was known to still be alive in the mid-1970s and appeared at one of the reunions of former Edison artists which took place. In a phone interview with Merritt Malvern from 1977, this is what she had to say about becoming an Edison recording artist.
Before I signed up with Edison, I gave Columbia Records an audition and could have signed up with them. But everybody said, no, go to Edison, go to Edison. One of the fellows that met in the music business took me down one day and introduced me to the manager then. This Mr. Yule says, well, now you come down here on a certain date, right after the first of the year, and we'll give you an audition. Well, anyway, when I got down there, this man looked at me, Mr. Yule. He said, what brings you here today, this kind of day? I said, well, you told me to come here today to record. He said, wait a minute. So he looks at his calendar. He says, well, honey, says, you're 2 days early. I tell you, I nearly dropped. Well, he says, I'll just take you around and introduce you to what's going on. And it was the big old, big, big studio he took me into. He says, now I'm going to introduce you to the young man who's going to play for you, Eddie Kirkaby. He says, they're in there rehearsing now. So he takes me over and introduces me, Mr. Eddie Kirkaby, and the boys. And Mr. Kirkaby says, well, gee whiz, he was talking blank about me getting there 2 days early, and I was embarrassed. He says, you're doing all right. He says, we're going to use you. He says, we've got two songs here that we've been wishing. We had a girl to sing the chorus. And if I don't tune up with them, and my first recording with the old Edison was on his own record, but not, I hadn't signed up with them yet. And they got me to dress in short a little short pair of short blue jeans, cut them off, you know, and the straw hat thrown on the floor, and I was sitting there all kind of cute-like, I guess, and that's the only picture I had when I took it to New York. I had no idea that I'd ever used that thing, and you know that the Edison people took that and put it on their first brochure that they got out when they started advertising their new thin records. See, that's what I signed up for.
Here now is Ermine Calloway, recorded January 2nd, 1929, providing vocals to the Seven Blue Babies recording of Give Your Little Baby Lots of Lovin'.
Thank you. million lights they flicker there, a million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way, that's the Broadway melody.
Al Friedman's orchestra, heard in an unreleased Edison lateral test pressing, matrix number N813A, Broadway Melody, that was recorded March 25th, 1929. Isabella Patricola, better known to her fans as Miss Patricola, was born in 1886 and was popular in vaudeville in the late teens and early 1920s. She recorded for Pathé, Edison, Victor, and Vocalion between 1919 and 1924, and scored her first big hit for the Victor Company in 1922 with the song Hot Lips, written by Paul Whiteman trumpet player Henry Bussey. In 1929, she returned to the Edison Company once again to record the next selection heard here. Between 1928 and early 1929, the Edison Company changed the numbering sequence of its popular lateral cut recordings from the 1100 series to the 1400 series. This is the first record released in that new numbering sequence. This is Edison Lateral Record number 14001, entitled You Oughta Hear Olaf Laugh. This was recorded March 29th, 1929.
Olaf was a sailor man was he, and when he sailed the sea, the ocean laughed with glee. Olaf sailed from Norway on the good old ship Sardine. At sailing he was green, but he kept the deck so clean. And all the while you'd see him smile, he'd chuckle like a child. Until one night, a sudden crash, and everyone went wild. The captain said, "We've struck a whale, he'll sink the ship with his big tail." Oh, you ought to hear Olaf laugh, oh, you ought to hear Olaf laugh. There's only one thing left to do, let's save the ship and sink the crew. Oh, you ought to hear Olaf laugh, oh, you ought to hear Olaf laugh. With a ha-ha-ha and hee-hee-hee and a great big ho-ho-ho. I laugh, you laugh, just like Olaf, yes?
No.
No.
Yes.
The captain said, "You heard me speak, just use your head and stop that leak. Oh, you ought to hear, ought to hear, ought to hear, oh, laugh, laugh." Olaf wore that silly grin both morning, noon, and night. When people shook with fright, he'd laugh with all his might. Olaf used to visit every sick friend he could see, and when in pain they'd be, why, he would laugh with glee. And on the ship, on every trip, when they would strike a gale, the wind would howl and he would just laugh. went and died. And all the crew just wept and cried. You ought to hear old Laugh Laugh. Oh, you ought to hear old Laugh Laugh. They put him in a dungeon hole to feed the engine up with coal. You ought to hear old Laugh Laugh. Oh, you ought to hear old Laugh Laugh. With a ha 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 and a hee 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 and a great big ho ho ho. I laugh, you laugh, just like old Laugh. Yes?
No!
No!
Yes!
He got home with just his life and found somebody stole his wife. He went to sit upon a chair. He hit the floor. It wasn't there. You ought to hear old Laugh Laugh. He went to splice a piece of rope and slip right on a hunk of soap. With a ha 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 and a hee 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 and a great big ho ho ho. I laugh, you laugh, just like old Laugh. Yes?
No.
No.
Yes.
When he got home on land one day, he found he'd lost his 6 months' pay. Oh, you ought to hear, old Laugh, laugh, laugh.
And our next recording is by the California Ramblers. This group was under the direction of bandleader Edward Kirkaby, and this group recorded for virtually every label in existence during the 1920s, both under the name the Golden Gate Orchestra and the Seven Blue Babies, whom we heard earlier in this program. Kirkaby was working in 1921 as the A&R manager for the Canadian branch of the Victor Company when he formed the Ramblers. In 1922, he began promoting and recording with the group extensively and continued to do so throughout the rest of the decade. After Edison left the record business in October 1929, it seems that the band died off too, as there is no evidence of the group making recordings for any other company after that date. Later on in life, Kirkaby became Fats Waller's personal manager, ran the California Ramblers Inn, and retired from music full-time in 1958. The recording featured here is from another musical from that year, released by the Warner Brothers Vitaphone Company. The motion picture was entitled Broadway Babies. The song recorded is called Wishing and Waiting for Love. This was released as Edison Lateral Record number 14020, and this was recorded June 4th, 1929.
Drowned by my own son, I'm missing kissing and want some. I'm getting nervous, wishing and waiting for love. I'm gonna steal it from someone. I feel like taking it from one. I got the fidgets, wishing and waiting for love. I bought a suit, it was a beaut. It cost me most of my dough. I look my best when I get dressed. Then I had no place to go. I'm always round by my own some. I'm missing kissing and want some. I'm growing older, wishing and waiting for love.
Just a little nervous. Now
here
the preacher says,
the bride, you're married to stay. Say,
Wedding of the Painted Doll, another selection that had been featured in the 1929 musical motion picture Broadway Melody. That was done by the New Yorkers, and that was on Edison Lateral Record 14053. That was recorded July 31st, 1929. It was quite evident in 1929 that all talking, all singing motion pictures had come to stay. Several recordings in this program were selections that had been featured in them and were surefire sellers for the record companies, and this next recording is yet another example. The motion picture was the Warner Brothers Vitaphone release of On With the Show. This photoplay was a milestone as it was the first mainstream motion picture that featured a black actress in a leading role, that part being played by Miss Ethel Waters. This recording is by the Edison All-Star Ensemble, which was largely a studio aggregation of some of the best-known and best-loved Edison artists. The orchestra was under the direction of B.A. Rolfe, with some fine vocal solos by Gladys Rice and Vaughn DeLeith. The Edison Company went all out on this medley recording to make sure that it was one of their best. So here now is Both Sides of Edison Lateral Disc number 14060, On with the Show medley parts 1 and 2. This was recorded August 21st, 1929.
It's a holiday. I reckon
he feels happy and he feels great. There's his mother and there's his dad, and he's welcome home. Yes, he's welcome home.
Come, dear, and wander through the land of let's pretend. Way out yonder where the springtime knows no end. Just as a child would, let's make believe we're in the wildwood, dreaming a knighthood was in flower. You'll find no sorrow there, 'cause everyone's your friend. And each tomorrow there you'll find the rainbow's end. We weave a life of dreams, we pray from bright moonbeams. They'll all come true, dear, in the land of less pretend. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'll be blue if each plan with a man done fell through. Was a time I was his only one. But now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Please don't take away my dreams. From Birmingham Bertha, like the police, I'll never release that man.
Though some fine recordings were being made, a survey was initiated in September 1929 to determine if it was feasible for the Edison Company to continue in the record business. Despite the positive changes brought about by Charles and Theodore Edison, it was a little too much too late, and it was with a feeling of sadness when the report recommended discontinuance. Action was swift and almost immediate. The studio ceased all recording on October 19, 1929, thus ending a 50-year legacy. An announcement was sent out to all the trade papers that the company would no longer supply records after November 1, 1929. After that date, the remains of the record business were rapidly eradicated. All remaining stock was sold at a price of 10 cents a record. After a few weeks, the records were given away for free. By January 1930, those that remained were destroyed. This last recording on our program is one of those recorded close to the end. It's by Mal Hallett and his orchestra. It's from an unreleased Edison lateral test pressing, Matrix N1170A. This is Wang Wang Blues, recorded October 2nd, 1929. Thank you. Well, that's our program for this month, and we hope you enjoyed it. Our next program will feature the Hit of the Week recordings. In the early 1930s, these one-sided cardboard discs were issued on Thursday and sold for 15 cents at newsstands. Unfortunately, in the dark and early days of the Great Depression, even 15 cents was more than most people could afford for entertainment, and the company went bankrupt in mid-1932. We will be spotlighting selections which represent the varied and unique quality of these distinctive phonograph records. Notable Notes is a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder, thanking you for listening, and hope you'll join us again next month for another edition of Notable Notes.